I don't think I knew this until now, that this block that I used to live on is now a historic district. And there's a bar here called Dive 75. We have beer as cold as your ex's heart. I've seen that before. I mean, that sign is not unique to that bar. See what this sign says. Upper West Side, Central Park West Historic District. Well, okay. This is except for the crap Lincoln, this is a pretty Tony-looking stretch of road. I never really thought about it that way when I lived here. But an amazing coincidence happened. Some years later, I was accompanying an opera singer, and he was probably the best singer I've ever worked with, by the way, but we had some rehearsals, and then he said that we had to go get a vocal coaching session from one of his instructors, and this instructor lived right across the street from the Park Lincoln. I could barely believe it, but I never found my pictures that I took that day from his apartment window. Very strange. So the Park Lincoln was the first place I had to myself in New York. I was first on the 14th floor in room 1422, and then I downgraded and moved down to the third floor, room 317, a room that didn't have a bathroom. So I had to go do that down at the end of the hall. And there was a sign over the bathroom sink that said, "Please do not urinate into the sink." I always wondered, why would anybody do that when there's a toilet right there? But whatever, that's what the sign said. So I have memories of this place that don't torment me like they used to, but one of them was waking up in the middle of the night with cockroaches crawling into my mouth or crawling over my head. And anytime I stayed anywhere, some crap-ass motel or anything, however bad it might have seemed, I could always say, well, at least it's not the Park Lincoln. So, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago now, I had dinner at Cheska, which is this fancy restaurant that replaced the lobby of the hotel. The lobby now is just a little small room with a counter and a dude standing behind it. And I couldn't help ask if the lives being lived just 10, 15 feet over my head were characterized by the same squalor that I lived in. Although now that I look at the front of the building, it looks like maybe the second floor is hotel rooms. Might be something else. I don't know. Doesn't matter, but there's just such a separation between wealth and poverty. And I wasn't wealthy when I was having my dinner there, but it looked like a reasonably expensive place. I don't even remember. I'm not much for food, you know. I know Yoko Ono was said to have chosen Cheska as her favorite spot. I would have loved to cross paths with her. So I'm looking up at the infamous Park Lincoln, which, by the way, changed its name to Amsterdam. Amsterdam without the vowels. Amsterdam. And that happened. It was years before I tuned into that fact that changed the name and that they were going to try to upscale the place. But it doesn't look like they got very far with that. And it's still a shithole. But they had renovated a small number of units. And I read a couple of reviews online, and it sounded about what I would have expected, that you just can't put lipstick on a pig like that. I expect anybody to fall for it. Place is a fucking dump. Inside, there were 4 phone booths. When I was there in 1990, 91, they were all rotary dial, which contradicts a piece I saw in the Times about rotary dial phones in New York, where they claimed that they had been eliminated in the 80s. But then they came back in 94 as some retarded attempt to foil drug dealing in New York. Anyway, there is still a payphone outside of the hotel, or outside of the Amsterdam. I guess it's not a hotel anymore. And some stuff around here looks the same. Some stuff has changed. I don't know. The Beacon Theater is still across the street. But the Allman Brothers, I don't think they play there anymore. Or I know they didn't play there for at least 1 year. Somebody put a sticker on this payphone that says, "Wake the fuck up." It's an ad for a podcast. You know, I might tune in. I might check in on that podcast just because I found it on